is
the Emerciano Radio Show
with Holly Bray.
Good morning, Sydney.
Hello, Sydney.
Breathe a sigh of relief. No more sweaty boxes.
No.
That cool change came through.
Yep.
And it was a nice time for everyone.
Get a breezy box now.
I love a breezy box. Welcome. It is 6 on the dot. Today we are going for a top of 26.
What?
That's easy.
That's
we can
nice.
Do that. That's
yeah,
fine.
26 is easy.
Huge show. We're going to be getting back across our chat with the New South Wales Premier.
Yes,
Gladys Berejiklian.
Yes.
She's doing well already, one day in the job. We are also joined right now in
right
the
now
studio because he had
here
to be first cab off the rank. The current GT national champion, one Grant Denyer.
Yay! Oh, he's my hero. He's my hero.
Otherwise known as the Aussiest bloke ever. Just does it all.
Yeah.
Can do it.
What is a GT?
It's a car. It's a really sexy European, like, sports car.
And you're the current champion.
Yeah. Oh, how did you know that? Did this is like straight off the bat, you guys rattled off like you're my biggest fans.
You just came in holding your own billboard and yelling it at the station.
This is the only thing I want them to talk about.
He's in his kit. Like, why are you wearing a helmet, Denyer?
Just quietly, did you just open with breezy boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have only been on air for what? This is your third day.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be kicked off and this could be the shortest radio career in history.
Yeah, but that's radio, mate. You can get kicked off any time, so want to go out burning.
Well, congratulations. Was it is it a mature age thing, or can anyone enter?
What is that?
Are you making out like this is some kind of like charity event?
Wow.
Was this old man racing?
This is like legit. Some of the hottest race car drivers in the world, including like Europe and Germany and France versus Australia's best.
And I won.
No, the age of 40. I'm not even 40. So shut your face.
Oh, and on that
I
note,
think it's awesome.
Daniel, will you hang around? You've got a concert you want to haul that you're hosting, and we're going to get to that next.
Go back to singing your own opening theme, will you?
Oh, I will. You don't do that on Feud. When you do that on The Feud, let's talk, buddy. Grant will be back next. We are going to be doing What's a Superior Australian Song.
Oh, this is going to be contentious.
I know. 131060 is the number. We'll see you straight after this. We have Grant Denyer with us already.
Aussie Denyer.
This show, to be honest, is kind of like a hand grenade with the pin out. You two are the loosest units I've ever heard on Australian radio. And I know this because we recently had you on The Feud.
Yes.
And we have never, ever, ever had so much editing in a show as we did that night because of you.
We filmed for about 5 hours and you got an infomercial out of it.
Jen, you just kept looking at us going, shut up.
Stop it.
Play the bloody game to win, will you? For crying out loud.
Now, Grant, you're hosting the Australia Day concert at the Sydney Opera House tomorrow, 7:30 on Channel 10. But you've just dropped a bombshell off air. Look, some of the performers, Tina Arena, Dami Im, Guy Sebastian, Human Nature, and then you tell us that who?
The Wiggles.
Yes.
But not as you know them. They're not going to be in their traditional coloured skivvies. They are going to be singing adult Aussie classics.
Are they?
Yeah, not kiddie songs.
Wow.
So really,
off-brand.
Yeah, unique kind of rebranding of the Wiggles.
It's
the Wiggles up late.
Mm. But that's kind of where they started. They started as a cover band, couldn't get a gig, became kids entertainers. Now they're doing cover music.
Yeah, but none of the original Wiggles still are in the Wiggles, are they?
Yeah, no, just the one.
Just the one.
The really white teeth.
The blue one.
Insanely white teeth.
Yeah.
That guy.
The one that started it all. Control
he's a
freak.
Lovely man, and we don't know where Harley gets his information.
You know what?
But this is going to be cool because you can sit back. Like, you've had your big Australia Day, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. It might be playing a bit of backyard cricket where you're using your wheelie bin as the wickets and you're still pulling the bindies out of your feet after a big day at the barbecue. You can sit down and just watch one of the greatest concerts featuring Australia's most famous Aussie names and just sit back and just finish the day off with a massive party with us.
Why wouldn't you? But also, the thing is, the Australian music, you got to get down, you got to decide what you're going to sing. And 131060, we are going to be doing, do we want to play the theme song?
Yeah.
Do we want to force Grant to listen to me sing again?
Yeah. Yes, please.
We're going to be doing what's the superior thing we're talking about now? Yes.
Love it. Big production.
It's What's the Superior Australian Song? 131060 Sydney. What is the best song an Australian artist has ever released? The number one Aussie song ever.
I have no idea what you're going to choose, Em. I don't know what it's got to be.
You think you know me?
Yeah, I reckon I do. You're the voice.
Hands down, the greatest Australian song, John Peter Farnham. I might cry now. I'm very sweaty. I just got really sweaty and patriotic.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I feel like I have songs that are better for me, but I just can't compete with your love of this.
But just like, and we're not going to see. It's like, it's still relevant in 2017, yeah.
You're closing your eyes as you listen to this song. Like, it's just whisking you away to some sort of island.
It is. I just think of the blonde soft feather mullet, Grant. It's spiritual. What's your favourite Aussie song, Grant?
I reckon I can top it just quietly. Are you telling me that this isn't the greatest all-time Aussie song?
If you've been a backpacker travelling
around the world, name a bar that you haven't gone into and requested that bad boy and got smashed to it.
Yeah, but my song isn't controversial and didn't rip off I'm a Kookaburra in an Old Gum Tree. So.
Yes, that might have been legally successful, that appeal, but it's still a great track.
I'll tell you what, though, both of those songs are great, but my bogan Queensland roots cannot get away from this song.
Oh, turn it up.
Get me a ute.
This goes straight to my ovaries. Yes, it does. Any Akadaka guitar riff goes to my ovaries, you know what I mean? But let's not forget, Nilesy. Let's not forget some of the greatest songwriting in the history of the world.
What's he got? He's got a car.
Yeah.
What does it look like, Shannon?
What is it? I got a
big black shiny.
Black and shiny.
I mean, he's our generation's Bob Dylan.
Nobel Prize winning.
Gosh.
What a lyricist. And also, possibly one of my all-time favourites, let's not forget, Bardo. If you can't
be true, wow.
Just remember, I can be poison. No, actually, let's forget it.
Yeah. That song really brings Australians together.
Now, 131060, we're going to take your calls. Denya, we know you have to rush off. You can't hang around for the calls. We don't want to keep you, unless you can.
No.
So give it a plug. Tell everyone what to do.
7:30, Channel 10, tomorrow night, the Australia Day concert live at the Opera House. It's going to be one showstopper.
We can't wait to see you. I'm sure you'll be wearing something appropriately themed.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing an Australian flag G-string. Enjoy.
Amazing. Me too. And congratulations on being the current gin and tonic world champion.
That is also true.
Love you, guts, man. See you soon.
Bye. What's the superior,
thing we're talking about now? 131060 Sydney, what is the superior Australian song?
Yes.
Written by an Australian artist.
The number one. What's the best?
What's the one that when it comes on, you're like, Australia?
Australia.
Now, we do have tickets to see the amazing lion dancing and experience Chinese New Year this weekend at Luna Park. LunaParkSydney.com. The best caller gets 4 tickets to Luna Park. That's so good.
Yeah.
You guys, you want to do this.
And I think that's the Aussiest thing ever.
Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is.
It is.
We are a multicultural society.
I mean it. I think it's really Aussie on the weekend after Australia Day to go to Luna Park for Chinese New Year.
And yesterday we spoke about how it's a hard date. And I was saying, when Grant was saying barbecues and stuff, I was saying some people have a halal kebab.
Yes.
You know, like that's what the great thing about Australia is.
Yes.
Like, you know, call
you
up.
Do whatever.
If there's a, is it, didn't, no, that doesn't work. Nana Muscuri is not, Nana Muscuri is not Australian. So we are asking on 131060 for tickets to Luna Park, by the way, the day before Australia Day. What is the superior, get the branding right, M, Australian song? Hello, Kerry.
Hi.
Okay, you sound like you're sitting on something pretty great. You sound like you're building to something very exciting. Yep, I could hear it in your voice.
Jimmy Barnes. Okay,
oh, Jimmy. Did they even say Sydney in it?
You know, Jimmy just won Cabaret Act of the Sydney Festival.
Did he?
Best cabaret show.
Did he?
Who'd have thought you'd be saying that about this guy? He's the best.
I love him.
He's
great.
I met him and cried.
Did you?
That wouldn't surprise
anyone. You do that when you meet your fans, though, a lot.
Not my fans, my heroes.
That's what I meant.
I am their fan. They're probably fans. Yeah. They're definitely fans of mine. Yeah. Hello, Michael.
G'day, guys. Two words.
Yes.
Yes.
The horses.
Oh.
play.
Yeah.
Let's let it play for the rest of the show.
You can't. Oh. It's just the cup.
Michael
and
wins.
Little known New Zealand pop singer Margaret Ehrlich was the co-singer on that track.
Oh.
Didn't get to be in the film clip, though. Just a model.
Good credit.
Yeah, thank you. I know that stuff. And our thoughts to Daryl. He's not well at the moment.
No, he's not.
Oh, Daryl Braithwaite.
Yeah, he's having a rough time.
He's having a rough time. Hello, Angus.
Hey, how's it going?
Good mate. Good, mate. Darling. What is the superior Australian song?
In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart, obviously. It's a classic.
Of course, come on.
Oh, talk about an ovary smasher.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. A good song. She worked the ladder, and they could never sing it.
I feel like we've really annoyed our listeners this morning more so than normal because we've just played some excellent songs and then cut them all off.
I tell you, we are forgetting a crucial Australian song.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, Christian, our social media man and video. What do you do?
You're forgetting the most Aussie song, my favourite.
Yeah.
Lee Harding, Wasabi.
Oh my God, do we have that? Find it.
Wasabi.
Just sing it. Remember that? Oh, that is such a good year.
It's not in the system. Okay.
We've just broken radio.
He was on Shane Idol.
Right.
After me.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there were more.
Were you on that?
Yes. I came ninth. Hashtag robbed. And that song, oh my God, it was so bad, but so good. Okay, great. Should we give the tickets away?
Yeah.
Do I win the tickets for the good suggestion?
No.
No, you don't.
Kerry. I liked Kerry. How Kerry came on strong. Kerry, you get to see the, is she there?
Yep.
Yes.
Kez.
Yes.
Keza. Yes. Does anyone call you Keza?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Good. You get to see the amazing line dancing and experience Chinese New Year this weekend at Luna Park, lunaparksydney.com. Enjoy that, my darling.
Good on you,
Thank
Kesa.
You so much. Thank
Thanks
you
for
very
calling
much.
In, gorgeous. Thank you. Oh, God, are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who cares? Take your time, buddy. Take your time.
That's a case of thank God the mics were off.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the state of John Travolta's crotch.
Yes. All of the big issues get discussed off mic at the Emma Shiano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Thank you. With thanks to Exitel. There is a video up on our page of John Travolta aggressively pelvic thrusting towards Jamie Lee Curtis. And you said...
And I said, yeah, but not now, John Travolta. Because you were like, I'm into his pelvic thrusting. I'm like, yeah, but not now. Like, John Travolta thrusting now is, you know, call the ambulance. He's going to bust a hip. It's not good.
Go and check the video out. It's gross. Wait, I'm going to do this. Did you know you can stalk us on the socials 24/7 with Exitel NBN broadband? True story, Hals.
For real?
Yeah.
No way.
Just $54.99 a month. You could basically like, love and share all of the things, all of John Travolta's aggressive pelvic thrusting with no lock-in contract. You don't want to lock into that. Visit exitel.com.au.
Now, listen, Sydney, 131060, have you ever hurt yourself and not known for a while, not noticed.
I feel like there's a lot of tradies listening now.
Lots of tradies do this.
Down tools, guys, and pick up your phones.
I don't know if this is a male-dominated area of life, hurting yourself and not knowing, but I'm doing it more and more. You know, I like to tinker at home.
Oh, God, do you think you're Bob the Builder?
I do think I'm Bob
the
Builder.
You've got no qualifications. You're a stand-up comedian.
Well, I just want to be my brothers. Like, I love my brothers.
Let's talk about your brothers.
My older brother is my best mate. I absolutely adore my little brother, and they're both tradies. My older brother's a builder and a farmer. Calm down.
They're real men.
They're just men. Like, just supermen.
Yeah.
Right? Just amazing. And like, but they'll injure themselves and not know. My older brother put a nail through his thumb into a house. I mean, he obviously knew that. You can't miss that one. What's going on over here? I can't move my hand.
What's this house dragging behind me? Is this house following me? What's this house doing?
Trying to sleep, pull a doona up. There's a whole house
in here. What the hell? Where did that come from?
But what he did is he just got his claw hammer out, pulled the nail out of his thumb, and went back to work. Just after he called his wife, not to let her know he'd hurt himself, but that he might be a bit late. Like that is. And then my little brother just this week hurt himself. He scratched himself at work and it was like, oh, that's a bit painful. Kept going. And then afterwards went, oh, that's a bit bigger than I thought. 6 stitches he had to get from what he thought was a scratch. I injured myself this week trying to cut up some carrots for a salad. I chopped the side of my thumb off.
That is a paper cut. Are you shitting me?
There's a bit of me inside that you can see.
That is embarrassing. This whole phone topic spawned from this cut. This entire this radio segment is based off of that. It is 1 mil by 1 mil.
When I took a mil, it's about a mil. I took off my thumb. I went, owie, 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 owie.
Holly's like, at 6:30, we'll talk about getting injured.
We're talking about man.
Because there'll be lots of people listening at that time.
I'm just going to man out.
Tools.
My brothers are just, you know, putting nails through digits, and I'm on the couch going, I hurt my finger. Can you finish the salad?
But there was a time you injured yourself.
I did. So I have been in this category as well. And like I said, 13, 10, 60, if you injured yourself and not known for a while because
I've just not known the extent of it.
Well,
you've brushed it off, you know? Yeah, you've gone, that's nothing.
Yeah, over nearly 2 years ago, I fell over.
Recently.
On my first date.
Good. It's good you're bringing recent stories to work.
Well, it was on my first date with my now partner.
Pregnant partner.
Yeah, on that night.
Is that
I can't tell you why I fell over. but I fell over. It was late. I had some raspberries. I forgot how to walk. And then...
that's much better.
8 weeks later, it was still hurting. I was like, that still hurts.
So 2 months you're walking around.
Yeah, went into the doctor's and he was like, yeah, you broke your arm, Chet.
Oh, so- I remember this phase, and you were giving us updates all the time on Facebook.
Yes, yeah.
And then you tried to fix it yourself.
I tried to fix it myself
remember
with some
that?
Massages.
Yep. Holly got a broken arm massage.
Yes. I tried to massage a broken bone better. And that doesn't work. Makes it more owie.
Okay, that's a good story.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Throw the number out.
13, 10, 60.
And why are they calling?
Have you hurt yourself and not known for a while?
Good boy. Good boy. Now they can't say, oh, her voice is so annoying. She talks too much. My father-in-law cut himself and thought it was a bit woofy. Didn't do anything about it. Just put some metho on it.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Just poured some metho
on it. That's not medical.
Gangrene.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen when you pour metho on your wounds.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you guys have phoned in.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
How you going?
Phil in Castle Hill. What did you do?
When I was a young fellow, I was a pro motocrosser. I was 12
years old.
Yeah,
you were? Yeah.
And went to Australian title in the first race.
Good on you.
Had a big get off and broke both my wrists and my arm and came back into the pits after the race and... Dad said, I said to him, oh, something's wrong. And he says, no, you're right. He said, toughen up, boy, get out there. So I raced the whole day. Ended up, I think it was, I got a second in the title and went to school the next week and onwards. And the next weekend I tried riding again and I couldn't ride and my arm was so sore.
Oh, my God.
So I finally after that weekend talked mum into taking me to hospital on the Monday and I'd fractured my arm, my wrist and my other wrist in two places.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is an epic story that's just mixed up with some 80s parenting.
Oh, like, there's so much 80s parenting there.
You'll be right,
I'm so
mate.
Glad it doesn't
and I
matter.
Love that you had to talk your mum into it. Like, you had to convince her, you poor mum.
Oh, Phil in Castle Hill. Oh, my God. Well done on the second, though.
Yeah.
What a bloody champion.
Good, it got second.
Yeah, let's give Phil from Castle Hill an award, please. Yeah. What's he going to get? Don't give him the Napoleon pack. What else you got?
Tickets to the movies.
Phil, we're going to give you some tickets to the movies because you're a bloody legend. You're a bloody legend, mate. Oh,
thank
God.
You very much.
That's good all right, mate. Matey. Oh,
God. Elise.
Hello, Elise.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Now, you've injured yourself but didn't really know the extent of it until later.
Yeah, and I want to say this is definitely a hashtag 80s parenting moment. We were in a car accident and total bingo, nothing major. No one went to hospital.
Yep.
When I was about 10, fast forward to when I was 30, had a few bad back problems after... having kids, and turns out I'd fractured a vertebrae.
No!
And because it had been 20 years, it's fused, and now I've got like a deformed vertebrae in my back. And if I want to get it fixed, it's an operation that I now have to pay for because of hashtag 80s parenting.
Wait, your parents' 80s parenting deformed you, right?
It did. It did.
The bloody it baby did. Boomers. I'll tell ya. The baby boomers are the worst generation.
They are the worst generation.
They won't babysit. They're afraid of the internet.
They deform their children.
Yep. They voted for Tony Abbott. They bought their houses for $5 and a goat. Get stuffed, baby
boomers.
Get in
the bin, baby boomers.
Oh,
get out of here.
This poor woman's got a deformed vertebrae.
My God.
20 years. And she has to pay for it because they're baby
amazing.
Boomers. They're tight.
Nah, they're out with a caravan spending.
Give her some presents.
Give her some presents, too.
Give her stuff.
All right, we've got Craig. Hey, Craig.
Mate.
How's it going, mate?
Good, yeah, mate. How you going? Craig from Gosford.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Me too, buddy. What's happening? What'd you do, buddy?
When I was young, I used to work in a tool shop with my dad, and just finished sharpening this big 40-inch saw, landed up against the wall, and then kicked it with my foot, and it fell down and opened up my leg from my knee down to my ankle, and I just thought it was nothing but a scratch. So I just went back to work thinking nothing of it. My dad walks in about half an hour later and goes, "What are you doing in your leg? There's a big pool of blood underneath you." And I thought, "Oh, just scratched my leg." I opened up my pants, and you could see, like, all the way down through my calf muscle and everything. But I had to go to hospital, ended up getting 32 stitches in my leg.
Have you got a dirty big scar too?
Oh, it's sort of kind of disappeared now, but yeah.
Amazing.
After it healed up, it was all good. I was getting scars, chicks dig scars, so.
But, Jim, why did you kick a saw blade?
Because he's bloody Craig from Gosford. That's why. Craig from Gosford. Listen to his voice. He's the blokiest man in Australia.
Put the saw blade there to give it a boot and get back to work.
Craig picks his teeth with an axe. Thanks for your call, Craig. You'll get a Napoleon Pettis makeup pack. We're not going to be on air on Friday.
Why not?
Not because, you know, we're taking a sickie, because we're going to hear from Gogs in the news that something like a million Australians have. A lot of people are going to chuck sickies on Friday.
We love throwing a sickie in this country.
But we're not doing that. When we said, yeah, we'd love to do the breakfast radio show in Sydney, I said, oh, there's one thing. I can't work the day after Australia Day.
Yeah. In our first week. What do you have to do?
My husband wants me to go and watch him do his bike concert.
Bike concert.
Some race. I call it a concert.
It's a bike concert.
They're in Lycra. They're sweating. They're crying. Yep. That's my concert.
It's the Biker Stedford.
Yeah. He's riding. My husband is a very serious road cyclist. He loves it. He spends ridiculous amounts on kits and wheels and discs and
scrotum hugging Lycra.
Oh, God. And he rode some mountain in Italy.
Who cares?
And he qualified for the world somethings. He's very good. He disappears for 6 hours at a time up hills.
I like your husband. I think he's great. But these bike riders with all this are very serious. You know what we invented? Cars.
Oh, well done, Captain Planet.
I ride to work.
You ride a bike to work, you idiot.
But I'm the opposite of
you're Scott's, a hipster with no gears and pulled up socks. I don't know if you're any better.
I'm the hipster jerk against the Lycra douche.
You're the hipster in the fixie. Yeah. At least he's got gears. Well, at least he's smart.
We were parked beside a whole lot of these Lycra warriors the other day.
What are they called? Mammals.
Yeah,
middle-aged men in Lycra. Something. Yeah.
Leonard, my six-year-old, just goes, "What are they doing, Dad?" And normally I'm not judgy in front of my six-year-old. Let him, fresh take on the world. And I went, they're stooges, mate. Don't worry about it.
Luckily, no cyclists are listening to us now. My husband's riding to work, so we're safe.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. It's so boring. And But he said to me, "Oh, well, if you take the job, you have to get the Friday off because you got to watch me ride in my race." And I'm like, "Oh, Scott, it's a new show. The guys don't want me to have it." He's like, "No. No, Em, I come and I watch you do your stand-up." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm funny."
Different. You're in one place.
I sing songs.
All you have to do is sit on a chair and look at the stage.
Exactly.
How do you even watch a bike race?
What do I get, 3 seconds of glory? Like, he's going to ride. What do I have to do? Run beside him? Like, what does he want from me?
Are you at start or finish?
Where do I stand?
Where? In the middle.
Oh, who knows? Oh, it's so boring. I don't care.
Sucks.
I just don't want to go.
We're having the day off anyway.
Yeah, so I'm not. I'm going to be stuck on a hill cheering on guys who piss themselves. Yep. Basically, that's what they do. You know that he wets himself during the race because they don't want to lose ground?
I thought about that the other day.
Calm down, Captain Olympics.
Do they do poo as they ride? Does that happen?
Sometimes they get diarrhea.
And you just do it as you're going.
These guys are
just let it out the Lycra.
Yeah. Gross. Ugh. It's disgusting. They have no personal hygiene, these idiots.
No.
I'm just so over it. I don't want to go. Make me work. I'll come. Let's do the show.
I reckon we just get a cardboard cut out of you on the sideline. He won't know the difference. He'll be all
Can we just please
be
do the show?
Himself and doing wheeze, and he'll go, "Oh, there's my wife." And then someone behind it goes, I'm Emerciano.
That's not what I sound like.
And then
that's not what I sound like. Shut up, Harley. Go on. Okay, now everyone shush. Let's hear Harley and Pete.
Oh, I did a song and I've got a book. I'm Emerziano.
Get stuffed. At least I'm out there doing things. I do have a book. It's called, what's my book called?
Try Hard.
Tales from the Life of a Needy Overachiever.
Man, that killed
me. Got a single out.
It's good, though.
What are you doing, Phil?
They had lice.
So we're not going to be on air on Friday. I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
No.
I'm standing on a mountain in the bloody heat, cheering on some middle-aged men with their guts hanging out and things that are too tight. Yes.
You love her.
Let the glitter wash over you.
You get so sparkly when she's on.
That is the worst slash best movie. Okay, we need to watch Glitter together because you won't have seen it.
Oh, is that a film?
Is that film?
Is it?
Terrible and fantastic and equal measure. I don't even remember.
Doesn't matter.
It's the Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen on Cities 104.1 Today FM. Hey, I did gloss over it, but Today FM's Alpha Bucks is now worth $10,000.
It's 10 questions. Mm. If you get 9 right, you get $900.
Yeah.
If you get 10 right, you get $10,000.
Yeah. I hope they're the rules because I didn't read it.
That's
so,
the rules. It
great.
Is the rules.
It is now. We've made it up.
We made the rules. If you get 11 right, you get $1 million.
We do have... Why are alarms suddenly going off? Our boss Gemma's rushing to the studio.
The building's shaking.
We just want to say that will be coming out of Harley's personal bank account.
Yeah, easy.
I ride a bike to work.
I've got a push bike and pull-up socks.
This is Mimi Chat. I'm going to be doing it as often as I can. I do love Mariah in equal parts ironic and real love, which is a special union. What did I say before we went to air?
Well, you haven't even read the
story.
Know what we're talking
about. Don't even know. I'm going to read it fresh.
Our producers went, hey, something's happened to Mimi, and you've gone, I'll talk about it. You don't even know what it is.
I'm going in blind.
Yeah.
This is a blind Mimi chat.
Yeah. Enjoy this, Sydney. We've really put some effort into this
what
one.
What has she done?
What's she do?
Report.
Yes.
Mariah Carey and YG Will. Is that his name?
Yeah, YG Will.
Who's YG Will, Christian? Don't you
Never
know?
Heard it. No. Or is it just YG Will release?
All the big names, Mariah.
YG Will record.
Yeah, except they've got a capital on the will.
Mariah and some unknown person will release a collaboration this weekend. The track was allegedly definitely inspired by her recent separation with,
yeah, with Packer.
Yeah, with Packer.
Yeah, James. I know about that.
Yeah, because all I do is talk about it. I was so emotionally invested in that couple.
Yeah, you were.
I was obsessed with how they almost kissed in public. If you ever know, go look back at pictures of Mariah and James and zoom in. Their lips never actually touch. No. Mariah's not kissing
It was
that.
In their contract.
There's no way she's touching that with her beautiful soft lips. Now, they're teaming up together, and Mariah says it's an anthem for women overcoming a harsh breakup, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I love that.
Writing about a breakup, no pop star has ever done that before in the history of pop music.
It's groundbreaking. And you know what else I love about her? It's a relatable breakup.
Yes.
I want $68 million in inconvenience.
Yes.
I hear you, sister. I feel you.
How many times during a breakup do you go, is it orcs if I ask for the jet? You know?
Who gets the gold yacht?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, how does that float?
How does that song go? I want the gold yacht, you don't own me. Ooh.
Taking my jet and flying out of here.
I'm so rich, I can wipe my ass with money. Songwriter's Zell.
Doesn't it?
I'm so excited.
Everyone's going to really love it.
So you can all look forward to more Mimi chat. This was a debacle.
Oh, I'm bored.
Sometimes the best part of having kids is being able to play practical jokes on them.
I agree.
Oh, can I give you a really good practical
joke?
Yes,
please.
Get a date, throw it on the ground,
yes.
Yell out to your kids, oh, my God, there's a cockroach.
Yep.
The kids come running in,
yep.
Pick it up,
yep.
Eat it.
Oh! Takes care of every day next week.
I love playing pranks on my kids.
Yep.
Do it.
Yep.
Odette was gagging. My daughter, my 9-year-old, she was like, oh my God.
It's a good one. I like it.
The second best thing about having kids
is
being able to go back and make them watch the...
Give you organs.
Yes.
If you're sick.
And change your adult nappy.
Change adult nappy. Third best thing.
Yes. Got someone to do that. The fourth best thing is being able to take them back and force them to watch the television shows or movies that you loved as a kid.
Yes.
And I just sit there and watch them because I want them to experience the euphoria that I had when I first laid eyes on the television show. So... 13, 10, 60, what's a show that you made your kids watch again and you realise maybe it, wasn't as good as you thought.
We just watched Aladdin the other day, and this isn't in the category because it was amazing. Like,
yeah, no, that's so
Leonard
good.
Had never seen it.
That stands a test of time.
Yeah.
But there are some shows. I sat down with my 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find things to relate to her on because she just rolls her eyes. It's just a permanent eye roll. I'm surprised she can walk straight because she's always rolling her eyes.
Yeah, but that's the age.
She's just 15, like, ugh. And she knows everything. I mean, it must be so exhausting.
Yeah.
Having all the knowledge of all the world in your head.
Isn't it amazing how you know everything between 15 and 22? You know everything. And then all of a sudden you don't know
nothing.
Stuff.
Nothing. You're just completely
you
lost in the world.
You don't know anything anymore.
I know. So we're sitting there. I said, Chella, and I saw it. It came up on Stan. And I said, oh, Chella, Degrassi Junior High.
Wake up in the morning feeling shy and lonely. Gee, I gotta go to school. Don't think I can think it. I wonder what I'm gonna do.
Oh, my God.
They loved a fedora in that show.
Mills, I love you. Caitlin's not a Leslie. Zip Remedy. Everybody wants something. I'll never give up. Da-na-na-na. Joey Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Amazing show.
Yep. You were a little bit more into it than I was.
Surprise, surprise. I feel like that could be the tagline of our show.
Yeah.
Em's Harley,
a bit more into it than
Em's
Harley.
A bit more into everything. So, no, like, this was the Degrassi Junior High was where I first learned about kind of masturbating, lesbianism, AIDS. Like, it broke being gay. Oh, my God, these are things that happen in the world. Deal with it.
Yeah.
So I remember watching it thinking, oh, my God, this is so gross. It's like when I read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and she talked about getting a period. I was like, oh, my God, other girls get their periods. Like, it's important.
Yes.
And so I said, Chella, it is so good. So we sat down and we put on Degrassi.
Yeah.
And the first episode, I don't know if you remember, you probably don't unless you're me, is when Stephanie Kay runs for school president. All the way with Stephanie Kay. And she turns into a bit of a slut.
Yeah.
And she, like, she comes to school in oversized shirts and then gets changed into basically a bikini.
Yeah.
And Joey Jeremiah is running
just
around.
Just want to say, if it's consensual, it's fine. Make your choices, sisters.
I'm not slut shaming. But let's call a spade a spade. You wore a bikini to year eight. Okay, it's not
okay.
Good.
Stop it.
I'm not saying that that's.
That was 80s Degrassi.
Can you not derail me with your feminist agendas?
Sorry.
I'm so sick. I mean, as a woman, I get what you're saying. But can you not derail the show with your feminist agendas? I am so sick.
Harley Briz, feminist agenda. As a woman, I just wanted you to be aware of that. Hey, blokes, cool up. Did you injure yourself? Oh, righto. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, we're sitting there watching it, and Chella looks at me 10 minutes in. She goes, Mum, this is tragic. And I said, oh, what do you mean? Okay, there's a teen pregnancy. This girl's, like, obviously going to get pregnant. It was Spike. She didn't get pregnant for 5 years. Spoiler alert. Yeah. 5 years later, Chella's like, Mum, in the news, there's a new generation to Degrassi High. Now they have to remake everything. She's like, Mum.
Is it all shiny?
In the first episode, someone's got, like, a heroin problem. They're homeless. What? Like, there's three girls are pregnant.
What?
I'm like, what? So she's saying that my Degrassi of 1987 is lame, is super bad.
Is weaker than modern Degrassi.
Yeah, and so she walked out of the room. I'm still watching. I'm still making my way through. But this is a very big disappointment, and I know there are other parents out there. Look, you don't have to be a parent. Perhaps you've just taken someone back to watch something.
Rewatch something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you realise maybe it doesn't stand up.
Give everyone the hot tip. Do not rewatch BMX Bandits. It ruins it. Because it is crap. It's pre-Nicole hair straightener.
I'm so glad you said hair straightener.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that's where you chose to go. Harley's a feminist.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'm on brand. Ba-ba-dee-boo.
Hello, Carly in Wollongong.
Good morning, guys.
You're listening in the gong. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, of course. I'm a long-time listener, and now I'm an excellent, huge fan of you guys. So.
Great.
I love
good on you, Carly.
I love
you
that.
Stay.
Now, what did you revisit?
Okay, so I have to agree with Harley on this one, BMX Bandits with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
Loved Nicole on her BMX with all the boys and curly hair. I rewatched it with my daughter, and she said to me, Mum, this is the most average film I've ever seen.
I know.
How did you even like this? And after watching it with her, I was like, yes, Alan, fully agree.
Sets so well in your head at the time.
Do you know what else I loved? I don't know if you would have watched it. Carly, you would have watched this. You remember the Henderson kids?
Yes. I was going to say that.
Oh,
right
my
then.
God, yes.
Do you remember? That was so good, the Henderson kids. And I'm worried now if I track that down.
Don't watch it.
I don't think I can go back.
Don't go near it.
I've been wanting to go back, but I'm scared. No. Oh, far out. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
Hendo kids, yes.
That even broke through in the cult.
Yeah, did
we even get to see it?
You got the Henderson kids at the cult. Harley
we watched
was
a bit, yeah.
just we got to you know we yeah, got to yeah, do radio yeah, craft yeah, reset. Yeah. Harley was raised in a Christian cult.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to have television.
No television
or any outside sort of pop culture references.
That would definitely lead to sex.
Yeah.
Everything you should be scared of everything in the world because it will lead to sex.
Yeah, they're very focused on it.
Yes, they are.
Religious cults. Don't do roots. It's like oh. What?
Ironically, you guys tend to get married young.
Yeah.
Chloe, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, my darling. What did you revisit and then regret?
So I have a four-year-old and we decided to watch Flubber and I talked it up for the whole day and then we finally got to watch Flubber. It and he just wasn't interested at all.
Now,
I think the graphics have slightly improved since I watched it.
Chloe, which Flubber were you watching? Were you watching Robin Williams or the original one?
Robin Williams
didn't even like
which
that
I
one.
Thought was really funny. I remember it as being a really funny film.
Yeah,
I love it. You do, and you sit there, and then you become the film's best spokesperson and PR. Look at this bit. This bit's good. You're going to love this. Yes. Bit. Watch this bit. Yeah,
didn't like
and
it.
And Leo was just like, nah, not interested at all.
Oh, you've got a Leo.
Oh, Harley's got a Leo. I love that your child's just like, nah. I got higher standards than this, Mum. Oh, but I'll watch In the Night Garden that's made by people clearly high on LSD.
In the Night Garden.
That show is wrong.
If you play that backwards, it's saying some rank stuff, I swear.
In the Night Garden makes me sweat. It keeps me awake at night. That stuff is nightmarish.
Ipsy tipsy, bitsy
booby. No one's watching that and then not.
Put the vial down, ipsy tipsy.
131060, what has your partner made you watch just because you and you don't want to?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like a sporting event or a concert or a work thing.
This is on the back of you having to go watch Scotty ride a bike up a hill.
Yeah, so basically we're not working tomorrow. We're not working on tomorrow because it's Australia Day. We're not working Friday either.
Yeah.
And we've got Gogs here because we got a stat. Our newsreader Gogs, Amy.
Gogs.
Hey, guys.
Gogs.
So radio to give it that name.
Yeah, so Australian. Yeah.
Australian.
Yeah.
What? You had some stats on how many people are throwing sickies on Friday?
Yeah, so you guys aren't the only one taking it off. They reckon about 200,000 people are going to chuck a sickie.
Yeah.
Isn't that outrageous?
Nah. Yeah. Australian.
It's Aussier than running across hot sand.
Yeah, and the reason we're not on air is because Scotty's in a bike race on Friday and he said to me, you're not allowed to work. If you take this job on Breakfast Radio in Sydney, you have to have that first Friday off of your first week.
I love that was his condition for your
That's
new
so
all-consuming job.
Yeah,
and yeah, but you got to watch me ride my bike.
I don't want to watch him ride. It's so boring. And as you all know, sometimes when you're in a relationship, sacrifices must be made. And if your partner has a crap hobby, sometimes you're forced to go and watch them do it.
Mm.
So I want to hear from the people of Sydney on 131060.
Yep.
Have you been forced to watch something you didn't want to just because your partner was doing it and you got to do it because you love them? Or
like
something.
Amateur theatre.
Do you think he feels that way about my stand-up?
Probably.
I'm just having a moment, a revelation.
I'm going to go and watch it get into a bloody leotard again.
It's the same as the bike race,
isn't
it? It's
the same thing, actually.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic in Blacktown.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good, Vic. How are you, mate?
What are you forced to watch, babes?
Look, it's for me. I am a half marathon runner.
Oh, and just a half.
Half marathon runner. So I don't do full marathon. So
no.
I do half marathon.
Why would you?
Yeah. And I do every month a half marathon. So all the community events I do. And I always ask my partner, I say, look, hey, come and see me. Meet me at the finish line. Cheer me up.
Yep.
And the end answer is, no, I love my sleep.
Yeah. Fair enough. Vic, if you want to get up once a month to go and run,
yeah, why do you?
That's on you.
Yeah, dude. But first of all, Vic, I love that you dubbed yourself in. You're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And second of all, what's your partner's name?
Georgie.
Oh, Georgie. I love Georgie even more. Well done, buddy.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Vic, why don't you do a full? Why don't you just do a full marathon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the secret behind is that I run with my mind. So if my mind is saying, yes, you can do 21K run.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do 21K run. So I'm not ready for 42K yet. So,
No.
But I will get that. I'll get that there. So far, I have done 24 half marathons. So
24. Yeah.
So 12 24. Marathons.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But yeah, well done, Vic in Blacktown. Oh, that's great.
Isn't it?
He runs with his mind.
He runs with his
mind. I do a lot of things with my mind also, Vic. I'm already gone. I'm out of this studio with my mind. I'm home. I'm sleeping.
Hey, Maria, what have you had to watch?
I've had to watch my husband play soccer, over and over again. And I used to beg him to leave me at home. But because when he started, I was heavily pregnant, and I would honestly, like, please, please don't make me go. He forced me to go to one game. I took a book and sat on my own away from all the other girlfriends and all the other wives.
The wags.
With your back in the field.
I was never, ever asked to go again.
Yeah, well played, Maria.
I love that. That's fantastic. But see, when you first get together with someone, you have to pretend you're interested. Yeah, you go along, you dress up, you win over the teammates, you talk to the mum, you pretend you care.
Yeah.
But I've been with him 16 years.
No, you shouldn't have to go anymore.
Nah. I've earned my time.
Yeah.
I've earned my time.
But that does mean he gets to not come to your stuff anymore.
Front row. That's my front row. And he's not ever allowed to blink or break eye contact with me. And he has to bring me flowers. He has to tell me I'm pretty.
Oh, my God. And you're whinging about having to sit and watch him ride past for 10 seconds.
I'm sucked in. You're my husband now, too.
Wait.
How many times have I made you tell me I'm pretty this week?
I've always said it of my own volition. Very pretty, Alessiano.
It is time for Australia's premier entertainment segment.
Yep.
The man to my left, my co-host Harley Breen, did grow up in a religious cult.
That's true.
So he missed out on a lot of the 90s. So when we play songs and talk about TV shows, he has no clue.
I just glaze over.
Yeah.
And I drool a bit.
Who better to talk about celebrity gossip than someone who has no idea about celebrity gossip? We give to you.
This is Breentertainment.
It is Breentertainment. Look, there was a lot to choose from in the last week of Celebrity Life, but no greater gathering of celebrities occurred than at the presidential inauguration. Wait.
What?
No. No one turned up to that. The big gathering of celebs from the weekend I'm talking about was, of course, the Women's March. Yes, the Women's March, a day of strength, of solidarity, of many voices coming together as one powerful voice. And because it was a day about women, men's rights activists could be heard saying intelligent things like, "Wow, what's happening?" Or, "Why aren't I doing the talking things?" And, "My mum's a virgin." But this wasn't just a unified front or some political movement. This was also a celebrity mixed bag. All kinds of celebrities were present. It was like the Oscars, but in comfortable shoes. Basically, if you were a woman or cared about women or just thought, "Hey, that Mr. Trump is a despicable neck flap," then you were at the Women's March. It may not seem like fodder for a celebrity gossip segment as acclaimed as That's Breentertainment. It may seem like it's just a thinly veiled attempt at some political opinion. Not true! Believe me, hidden inside the news of this event was a celebrity gossip writer's wet dream. A veritable diva explosion that not even the likes of the Mimi Beyonce mashup could compete. I am, of course, talking about Madge and Cher, or their full names, Madonna and Cher, otherwise known as elderly lady pop star number one and two.
Oh, how dare you!
It's a bloody Botox bip bim bap! It's not just the size of the stars involved that matters, that makes this incredible. It's the fact that the two didn't just morph into one megastructure on contact. Joining forces like a pop diva Voltron, powered by high notes and air kicks. The reason it's also newsworthy is apparently the two have had a troubled past. Far from being mates, Madge was once overheard saying that Cher's face looked like a frozen mullet wearing a dish mop. She may or may not have said that. Cher is reportedly still confused about where the 80s went. But the two let bygones be bygones on this landmark day. They chatted back and forth until Madonna took the stage. You'll know Madonna from the newest member of a CIA watch list. Yes, as reported by our very own M. Rusciano, it seems Madge had a senior moment and told everyone she has thought about blowing up the White House. "Hey, Madge, don't say that. It's mental." They've acquired whole parts of another country to deal with people who even look like they think things like that. Look, the feud itself is actually old news. The last time it was even a thing was in 2012 when Cher, the auto-tune pioneer, tweeted, "WTF is MDNA. MDNA is, of course, Madonna's then new album, but I think Cher was misrepresented by her own tweet here. I think it was just a typo, and she was actually going through her pills and found one with very similar lettering and was just reaching out to her Twitter community to see if she could take it. Go on, Cher, you brilliant fossil. Party like it's 1899.
That was Breentertainment.